It's time for Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. Now, your host, business profitability visionary and CPA, Michael Kessler.
Good afternoon from the studios of 103.9 Ally News Radio. We've got a great show for you today on Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly by email at michael.kessler@cpa.com. And if you too want to challenge the status quo to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, call us directly at 516-449-2852 or visit our website at www.michaelkesslercpa.com. So continuing our series on U.S. manufacturing, you know, we're seeing our clients with manufacturing business competing with any in the world. And you know, it's a big part of what that takes is real-time access to information. And that means having every customer, every product and its profit margin, every horizon of forecasted cash flow, every sales pipeline, right at your fingertips to help you make the strategic decisions. And that's very important for the long-term benefit of your business and to deliver your desired result, which is to constantly grow your profitability and what it takes to get yourself and your family to where you want to be. So let's explore that further with my guest on today's show. He's Andy Pratico, Director of Business Development at Synergy Resources, a business dedicated to delivering business performance improvements to manufacturers using enterprise resource planning, or ERP software solutions. Synergy combines a results-oriented approach to each product that with world-class solutions from Infor Global Solutions, complemented by Synergy-developed products. Synergy Resources has helped over 800 manufacturing businesses improve operational performance and increase profitability. Andy has been involved in ERP for production-oriented firms since 1981, and over those last three-plus decades, he has worked with almost 1,000 manufacturers. During that time, Andy has seen many implementation success stories, but sadly, far more failures. So to assist manufacturers in increasing their probability of success, Andy presents common-sense workshops teaching manufacturers on how to uncover the truth. I love that. Uncover the truth when evaluating ERP systems. Andy Pratico, welcome to Business Profits in the Real World. Well, great to have you on the show, Andy.
Yeah, wonderful to be here.
Yeah, and you know, Andy, I'm really fascinated by this process, and you in particular. You know, you're a pretty dynamic guy. I've actually heard your seminars, and they're really great, Andy. Share a bit about how you got started in your career and what got you on the path with Synergy Resources today to helping manufacturing business. Can you share, Andy?
Yeah, certainly. As you mentioned, I've been in the business for a while, 34, 35 years.
Uh-huh.
And originally, when I was just a young fellow, of course, at the time, and I thought, what can I do to make a difference? And, you know, gee whiz, I thought, helping North American manufacturers become more profitable, more successful, sounded like just what the doctor ordered. So I got involved. I took some advanced education classes, became involved in an association called APEX, which is the body of knowledge for manufacturing companies across North America.
Uh-huh.
APEX has got about 70,000 operation professionals.
Right.
I was the president of one of the chapters, I started realizing that companies that were buying these ERPs were not really being successful with them.
Right.
So I started investigating and researching why, and that's what evolved into my my programs, my seminars, and my the book I've written.
Yeah, and that's a great book, by the way. On that, we'll get into that in a little bit, Andy. You know, and I've had Synergy partners, Gene Kaol and Mark Lilly, on the show, and I was fascinated by how innovative a business, you know, Synergy Resources really is. And share a bit about how Synergy takes it beyond just selling software. You know, it's great. I think the horror stories you've seen are, you know, drop it at the door and see you later. But, you know, Synergy really delivers results, helps those that software deliver results. Can you go into that a little bit, Andy?
Absolutely. As mentioned, I've been in the business for a while, and I've been working with a specific ERP product for quite a while, and the number one reseller, the number one implementer, the number one company in the world that works with that product is Synergy. So the fact that we, myself and Gene and Mark all crossed paths eventually was kind of made sense.
Right.
And the big difference between these two, first off, Mark and Gene are probably the two most honest business owners I've ever met, and which really makes me feel wonderful representing them. But I'll tell you what's different about Synergy is that they don't just sell ERP. Mm-hmm. They don't just, as you say, put it on the floor or at the door and walk away.
Right.
Their goal is not to sell the ERP. Their goal is to increase their clients' company performance using lean techniques and such, and we do it over and over again.
Yeah, and really terrific. As a matter of fact, Andy, full disclosure, I'm working with Synergy right now on one of my clients implementing visual manufacturing.
Wonderful.
Which, yeah, this is our second one together. We've done one other, we've really, we're really quite pleased with the techniques. You know, let's talk about some techniques, though, Andy, manufacturing businesses utilize when evaluating, you know, when evaluating an ERP. What are the right techniques to utilize? Can you give us your take on that, Andy?
Certainly. I mentioned that I'd been in the business a while, and I was recognizing that a lot of manufacturers were purchasing these systems called ERP, mm-hmm. And a lot of them are not being successful.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I read an article out of the Wall Street Journal that said 73.8% of all manufacturers do not like the ERP they have right now.
Right. Yeah,
which just shocked me.
Yeah.
So I started investigating and researching why that could possibly be, and I came to the conclusion that the fact is it's ERP systems are so huge and so complex, it's nearly humanly impossible to evaluate them because they're just too big. Right. It takes years before you become fluent. So when you're evaluating, you do your best. You ask all the right questions, you think, but you really don't know. The left hand isn't talking to the right hand. It's just too big.
Right.
So what I teach people, and the flip side of all of that, is when you're trying to purchase an ERP system, you're commonly talking to someone the title is an ERP salesman. And nothing against salesmen, but they're commissioned.
Right.
So therefore, they have an agenda.
Yep.
And so what I do in my seminars is I arm people that are considering evaluating these things with how to uncover the truth about ERP systems, so they can make an informed decision, as opposed to just following the path of the sales pitch or the sales demo.
Yeah. Yeah, and, it's interesting, quite frankly. I was talking to my partner, Carol Solman, last night, and is in the process of looking at several systems, of which visual manufacturing is one. And a couple of the competitors of Infor and Synergy in there. And, you talk about that sales approach. It's really stark in how the difference, and sales is fine, but, really, what is the truth and how can we really make this a success? We're going to talk in the second segment about, American manufacturing and its competitiveness, but just in the... In a little over a minute we have left, Andy, can you kind of, how does that 73.8 you said was the unhappy, how does that affect, just in a minute we have left, how does that really affect our competitiveness? Doesn't it really, if we can increase that percentage, don't we become more competitive in the world?
No question. And I got to tell you, this being my profession, it's an embarrassing statistic.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the reason why I get on a soapbox trying to help manufacturers all over North America, all over Canada, all over U.S., in trying to lead them to the truth. Because you're right, if we're getting this kind of poor success regarding these systems that run our companies in North America, how can we compete with the Pacific Rim and other world-class type manufacturers? So, yeah, absolutely correct.
Yeah, and yeah, so when we come back in the second segment, I want to get into a little more with Andy Pratico, who's the Director of Business Development at Synergy Resources, and talk about a little more about our competitiveness in the world and how we can really bring manufacturing, and I think it is back, but, you know, keep it going and doing it the way we know we're capable of. Back after this on Business Profits in the Real World with Andy Pratico. Right after this.
You're listening to Business Profits in the Real World. Now, back to your host, Michael Kessler.
Back here with you today on Business Profits in the Real World with Andy Pratico, Director of Business Development at Synergy Resources. Andy and I were talking about American manufacturing competitiveness and how Andy's really chipping away at that and really bringing, should say, in all of North America, competitiveness. And Andy, getting the ERP, you know, just increasing that percentage of unhappiness or decreasing that percentage of unhappiness, don't we really increase competitiveness? We've got really no place to go but up, it seems to me. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. You know, we talk about the Pacific Rim and how a lot of manufacturing has transferred over there, which, of course, impacts our economy here negatively. But the Pacific Rim is mostly low-cost labor, therefore mostly unskilled.
Right.
So the strength in North America continues to be the more skilled, make-to-order, custom, engineer-to-order, and mixed mode type manufacturers, and that's exactly what's going to keep us being competitive across the world.
Yeah, and you know, specifically now, you know, the visual ERP product, which is visual manufacturing, you know, I used it in the corporate world, you know, started my business back in 2011. Really helping business owners. I never dreamed that I would evolve again into having manufacturing clients that, you know, can really benefit from that whole, you know, go into the beginnings of visual, Andy. You know, it's a product that's, in my mind, unsurpassed, but it's a fascinating story. Share some of the background with us, will you?
Certainly. You mentioned Mark Lilly and Gene Kaola. Mm-hmm. Mark Lilly's father was the one that originated the software, actually. Mm-hmm. In fact, Mark Lilly's father, Dick Lilly, is a visionary in the MRP and ERP world.
Right.
He was on the team in the 1960s with IBM that wrote the very first MRP software ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the 1970s, he evolved into selling and developing the very first commercially sold MRP system. In the 1980s, it became he created the very first ERP system that was ever designed for make-to-order manufacturers with a finite scheduling tool built in.
Right.
And in the 1990s, 1992 to be specific,
mm-hmm.
he created the very first Windows-based manufacturing system and called it Visual.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is visual, that's for sure. You can, you know, for anybody who's ever used it, you can see exactly what you're doing and very, very visual using the Windows base. And that's what's so comforting to users, I think, I find right away when I indicate to my clients, hey, it's Windows based. Oh, everybody's, you know, thrilled about that because that's a standard. So, Andy, you know, the Synergy Resources process, you know, it's, from first contact with a prospect to implementation and successful conclusion. Go into that a little bit, will you, Andy? I'd love to hear.
Certainly. The first thing that we do is understand why these manufacturers are doing this, because the fact is that if there's such a high percentage of dissatisfaction,
right,
they'd better have a lot of other pains in other areas to put in the investment of evaluating, purchasing, and implementing. It's very, you know, it's not inexpensive.
Right.
So we first analyze what it is, why they're doing this.
Yep.
And then we come back with a recommendation that will not only help them overcome those challenges, but actually improve their business.
Yep.
Through lean manufacturing and other manufacturing techniques.
Right. And, the process is really, the project management process, too, is really, really terrific. I mean, we've got not only milestones and all that good stuff, but, you know, dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's and making sure that we're going to be successful. Synergy bends over backwards because they don't want unhappy clients. I mean, let's face it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't want to be part of that 73.8%, and that's terrific. Implementations, Andy, many success stories. Would you care to share any of those with us and how they delivered, high ROI for the clients? Would you mind, Andy?
No, I don't mind. There's numerous, of course, but one that really sticks out in my mind is one that I actually originally sold in 1999. It was a company in, if you can believe it, in a town called Gillette, Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of nowhere. They're called L&H Industrial.
Yep.
And at the time, they're about a $15, $17 million equipment manufacturer for the mining industry.
Right.
And, 1999 to today, that's quite a few years.
Right.
Today, they're well over $100 million in revenue, have multiple facilities, including Phoenix and Tempe, Arizona. And they've actually manufactured, the space shuttle would be moved from where it stayed for where it's stored to the launch
yes.
pad on a movable platform. They manufactured the movable platform.
Oh, boy.
And the really amazing point is I heard an interview by the owner, not by any of their employees. This was the owner of this $100 million company.
Mm-hmm.
And it was him doing a presentation of how he schedules his four manufacturing facilities, 400 or 500 employees, every day. And he increases profitability, on-time delivery, quality. It's an amazing story.
Yeah, and that's really terrific. So they're still using Visual today, Andy. They've actually upgraded and doing all of the things they need to do to grow their business.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, there's an interview that's very intriguing of him describing how much Visual has done for him, as well as he shows how he actually schedules his shop himself. It's amazing.
Yeah. There are two things that had my client, my current client that's implementing Visual, machine parts, screws, fasteners, things like that, making millions of these. And a lot of moving parts in the business, good up and growing business, and coming here on Long Island. A new feature, which we didn't have in corporate when I was there, was the document life cycle. We're clicking on the invoice billed
cool.
to the customer, and then we're going back to the quote right there in front of you, rather than having to, search through paper, and it's really just really terrific. And this particular client is AS9100 registered and certified.
So, aerospace.
Wonderful. Just one of their industries. I mean, they do medical, they do commercial machinery and so forth. So it's really perfect for them. Andy, about 2 minutes left here. What it takes to stay at the very top of your industry, and business owners here who might be listening. Give your best advice. Would you mind, Andy, so they can do it too? Share with us.
Well, I don't think there's any secret. Number one, it takes effort.
Mm-hmm.
If you outwork, what do they say? They say that effort beats skill every time, but the combination of effort and skill is unbeatable.
Right, exactly.
Honesty. is huge, because if you do the best for your clients always, you know, you might not win every piece of business out there, but you're going to win the good business, and they will come to you.
Right.
And patience, because you can't ever hurry these processes. You just have to go at the client's pace and do the best for them, and eventually it all comes back.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I just gave a presentation, Andy, I have to share with you, an organization I belong to called the Accountants Resource Group. And most of us are not accountants in that group, but I had all my guests on Business Profits in the Real World, and I gave their best advice. I'm doing another one in New York City, Andy, and I'm going to put you in it in July. How's that? I'll send you the slide. That's great advice. Boy, putting those two together is really powerful. So, Andy, I wish we had more time. I'd like to thank you for coming on Business Profits in the Real World today. We'll have you back real soon. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Michael.
You're quite welcome, and it was a great discussion. So if you'd like to attend one of Andy Pratico's Common Sense webinars on how to select ERP for your manufacturing business, reach out to Andy Pratico directly by email at apratico@synergyresources.net. Or register for one of the seminars, www.synergyresources.net/calendar, or call them directly at 631-665-2050, or visit the Synergy Web Sources Resources website at www.synergyresources.net. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly by email at michael.kessler@cpa.com. And if you too want to challenge the status quo to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, call us directly at 516-449-2852 or visit our website at www.michaelkesslercpa.com. I'm Mike Kessler. Special thanks to our guest, Andy Pratico. And we'll be back next week right here on 103.9 LI News Radio and Business Profits in the Real World. Have a profitable week, everybody.